I tell you what, the number of happy faces on Lego toy minifigures is apparently decreasing, and the number of angry faces is actually increasing, according to a University of Canterbury robot expert. Why is this important, and what sort of impact does this have on our young ones? Christoph Bartnick is Associate Professor at Canterbury University and joins us now. Christoph, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Duncan. How are you?
Very, very well, thank you. And I'm interested in this because as a kid I had a lot of Lego and I don't remember any angry faces. Why has this happened?
That's true. I had the same experience when I was a kid. There was only one happy, smiley face and that's all there ever was. So we had a look at when I recently actually catalogued all the minifigures that there are and turned this into a book. I noticed that a lot of the faces actually had changed over time. So I sat down and we run a large analysis of all the Lego faces that have been produced between 1975 and 2010. And what we indeed noticed and could actually see the data is that the variety of faces has increased. So Lego is producing more and more different faces. And there are, of course, because of the variety, automatically, you know, you decrease the number of happy faces. So if one has space for angry faces, you must, you know, have less happy faces. That's quite normal.
So what's the impact of having the negative faces? Because it surely must have some kind of subconscious impact, if you like, on the kids playing with this stuff.
That's a very good question and a very difficult one to answer. Of course, we are being formed by the toys and the tools that we use. And we form the toys and tools that we create. Of course, it's a mutual relationship. And there's certainly some form of influence. Whether it's a good one or a bad one, it is very hard to tell. I just, you know, like to mention the debate about, you know, why computer games, you know, whether they are or not harmful for children. We don't really know. So in that sense, it's very difficult to make a judgment about that. And that is not exactly what this study was actually investigating. We were actually looking at just establishing the sort of, so to speak, the facts of, well, what did actually happen with the Lego faces. And what we could show is indeed that the amount of faces, the number of faces, the total number of faces has increased dramatically, and that they're much more varied, and that they're a lot essentially based on conflict. So you would have, you know, the superhero, which has a smug, happy face.
I wonder if it's to make the kids angry and to compete with all the video games, which, you know, we see a lot of angry video games now too, don't we?
I wouldn't be so negative about it. See, playing conflict is a normal thing of growing up. I mean, we all played, you know, policeman and robber or something like that. So, and that's, there's nothing wrong with it. And also, we shouldn't condemn video games quickly because, you know, you can learn a lot from video games. And in that sense, we just have to be careful. A happy world in which there are only smiles and everything is pink and happy is also not very advisable, is it?
So, it's the real world, what you're saying.
Well, it's just the nature of life that there's not just happiness, there's also sadness and angry, of course. And if you go to a toy store today, you know, of course, a lot of the toys for boys are around fighting and so forth. And when I was a kid, I wasn't fighting with other kids, that's normal too. So there's nothing really wrong with it. It's just an observation. It's very nice to see when a company is producing toys for such a long time that you can actually see this change over time, the last 40 years, how the toys that we play with did actually change.
Good on you, Christoph. Christoph Bartnick, I certainly appreciate your time. I've actually got my son, my little three-year-old son, some Lego under the bed for his birthday. I hope he doesn't climb under there. It is one of those, he won't be listening, will he? No, he's at childcare, that's right. I've got one of those aeroplanes. You know the aeroplanes, the nice ones from 5+? Well, I've got them at 3. Let's hope there's some smiley faces on that one when I give it to Buster, which will be next month.